Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 274. You need consistency to find what works. And what works to find the masterpieces. You need consistency to find what works and what works to find the masterpieces. I was sparked by inspiration from two creatives, David Perel and Zach Pogrob. David Perel said, if you want to be a successful creative, your hit rate probably doesn't matter as much as how good your best stuff is. One exceptional piece of work makes up for hundreds of duds. The present rewards consistency, but history rewards greatness. And Zach added, however, you still have to be prolific. Remember, your hits make you, but your reps make hits. And so obviously I wanted to get on the conversation on that. And I had three key thoughts within that. But I love this, you know, so that's what sparked me to come up with this. You need consistency to find what works and what works to find the masterpieces. Let me tell you something. Consistency is such a free feeling. It's where all of your freedom really, really is. Don't you love when others are consistent? Like, it's like, you know what to expect. Don't you love when you do something consistent? You know what to expect. Sure, you're maybe trying to optimize some area of your life and you feel like maybe you're doing something over and over again, but you're not necessarily seeing some of the results. But like, that's going to be your life. Like, you're going to keep doing things over and over again only to figure out how to make something in any particular area better. But consistency is reliability. Reliability is a good kind of predictability. You know what to expect in some capacity, right? And you're in more of control over your own actions, right? So like you technically, and I've said this before, you know what your outcomes are. You do. You know what the outcomes are. Now, the timing of the outcomes, I can't tell you. It's different for each of us, right? But you need consistency to find what works and what works to find the masterpieces. Why am I talking about this? Because whether this is, so in any area of your work, right? And I'm going to relate this to a few things of mine. I was on a podcast recently. I had a couple of coaching calls and these same things have all come out about, or have come up about, given how much you produce these podcast episodes, like, you know, that's a lot, five per week. Now, I didn't start off that way. And one of the first points I want to bring up is I didn't start out with the hits per day. I built up to them for the podcast, but that's with a lot of things. And I think we've probably talked about a range of this before, but it's so worth repeating, which is, you just need to start, and the showing up for that thing will build in the reps that you need to figure out how to increase the cadence or the amount in which you do something. I don't care if you go to the gym once a week to start, just to start. Every Friday afternoon, that's when you go to the gym. That's, you know, your thing. And it just becomes every Friday afternoon. Some will say, oh, you can't be effective if you don't do more than that. Maybe, yes, of course. However, it's still effective at least if you're getting up and going and not doing anything versus not doing anything at all. Everybody has a cadence that I believe that they have to work up to in anything that they do. But it first starts with doing something in particular consistently, even at a very small level. Because in that small level, you're still learning some specific details that would allow you to increase the speed or the cadence, the amount of which you're doing something, as you understand the details. For example, right? I was asked a couple times about the podcast. Some of you have been here since the very beginning. You know, in the beginning, it was two episodes per week. I think it was like a Tuesday and a... Well, I kept testing it out. Sometimes it was Tuesday, Thursday. Sometimes it was Monday, Thursday. Sometimes it was Tuesday, Friday. Sometimes it was Tuesday, Wednesday. I was definitely trying some things, right? I wanted to figure out. But I knew it was two. okay, so what was happening in the beginning? And by the way, I've done this with other things. It's not just the podcast, but I thought I would relate to all of you with something like a podcast, because it instead of making it something like so grandiose, like starting a business or training for the Olympics or whatever it might be, although I do treat everything pretty much like that. So what happens in the beginning? There's too many things we don't know when we're not in the game, period. You don't know what you don't know if you're not in the game. And in order to even establish a cadence and an expectation, I think you need to figure out a pace based on simply being in the game, being in the ring, right? And what happens is, whether it's a podcast, whether it's the gym, whether it's your business, whatever it might be, when you're in the game, you're figuring out some of the initial details. And those details are going to help speed you up, and in some cases slow you down if you're like, you know what, this is too much right now, I need to, you know, but you can't take yourself out of the game. So what happened was very simple. I thought, okay, I'm going to do 2 episodes a week, 8 a month. And, you know, I knew that I wanted to grow it for based on some future things based on the vision. And but, you know, I had to figure out still distribution, which, you know, I do very simply through one platform. And I also had to figure out days of the week of promoting, what kind of content flow, you know, how would I outline these things if I do outline, you know, or make some bullet points, just all these little details. Well, what quickly happened within, the first few months was, oh, I went to 3 episodes because I figured some things out. I was like, oh, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought. I can add another rep. I can add another day. I can add more hits. I can add more reps. Cool. No pressure. There was no pressure in that. It worked out well for 3. And I was like, I like this. You know, this is really, really good. And I did that for a little while. And then what happens is you go, okay, you know what? I know I want to grow and I'm tracking my progress. Now, if we're tracking progress, what are some different things that we need to do in order to, you know, to grow to the next level? One of the things that I put on myself was, you know what? I could probably do another episode a week. So now we got to 4, and I stayed at 4 for quite some time until more recently, right? So there's no time frame. You're pushing your creative constraints and boundaries based on a pace that you can increase. Sort of like if you were running for marathons and you're increasing your time, you know, or excuse me, you're decreasing the amount of time that you're finishing some of your runs, right? You start to say, okay, well, I think I'm going to add more miles, or I think I'm going to add more obstacle course racing or whatever it might be. But that's because you've been running. You know, you wouldn't have known that if you didn't start running at least one day a week or preparing for, you know, some sort of race that you're going to be in, right? And why I bring this up is because it's okay to not start off with the hits, but I wanted to increase the number of hits because, which I'm going to get into point 3, which is because I wanted to increase my surface area of luck, which I'm going to talk about that in point 3. And I've talked about that a little bit before, but I'll get there in a minute. So I increased the number of hits, which means I'm increasing the amount of creativity I'm pouring out, which means I have to think about the efficiency in which I do it, which means I have to think about how am I using my time, which means more likely the more hits I'm putting out, the more type of, you know, some really incredible episodes. Now, I love every single episode. I love every single hit. It doesn't matter if the world doesn't necessarily like it, and all of you guys have really liked it, but I'm saying it doesn't matter if the hits didn't necessarily make you popular. They made you good. And that's really, really important. So me putting out more hits per week allowed me to put in reps for being good and great and greatness. And I love how when David Perel said, if you want to be successful creative, your hit rate probably doesn't matter as much as how good your best stuff is. I agree. However, in order to find your really best stuff, I think you do need to put more hits out because you're experimenting, you're creating, you're moving energy, you're trying new things, you're seeing where it goes. You're in your body of work. And by the way, you're a lot less distracted by a lot of other things in doing so. So I didn't start out with the hits per day, but I certainly increased them to create a kind of output that allowed me to take in more signals and direction and clarity and creativity and just more, right? Now, where I would challenge, you know, because David said that, and then Zach said, your hits make you, but your reps make hits. I added here that we're made up of hits and masterpieces. We are made up of hits and masterpieces. I love every one of my hits. Perfect, imperfect, like trying, tired. There have been episodes that you guys found the most profound that I was the most tired, and I don't even know how I was able to get that one out. In fact, there are episodes that I was like, wow, I don't even know if that made sense. God, I'm like, it's okay, just push publish. Just be what you say you're going to do. And I would just push publish. And then those days are some of the ones that you guys have been like, I don't know where you got that from, but that episode was everything right now at this moment. And I'm like, wow, how humbling is that? That's how God works through us. We don't even know when we're being used by God, even when we're exhausted and tired and we still show up. So if you're tired, it's okay. There's times to rest. There's also times to show up in your body of practice when you say you're going to show up, right? So we're made up of hits and masterpieces. The hits make us consistent. They do. I want to get up to bat every single day. And in several conversations that I was having, I was using the analogy, as you guys have heard me say before, Kobe Bryant, may he rest in peace, and Steph Curry, right? Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry takes thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of practice shots. But he, you know, only shoots the ball a fraction of those shots, but makes quite a few of them in play. The reason I bring that up is because if you build up your cadence of hits, your masterpieces are going to shine in all the right moments. And the hits are just as valuable. We don't have the masterpieces without the hits. That's why I keep promoting all the time, just publish, just publish, just publish. You thinking about, you know, what's going to happen and you doing are two very different vibes and energy. You can think about any scenario that you want, but I'll tell you this, get addicted to being in the game of life, of anything. Just get your hits out there, hit after hit after hit. I'm telling you, it becomes less about how many people see the hits or understand it or like it, and more about how you keep improving on your level of play. That is addicting, because you're like, this was really good. It doesn't matter if nobody saw it. And believe me, at least a couple, at least one person saw it. I guarantee it. I guarantee at least one person saw it. Pretty soon it'll be 100. Pretty soon it'll be 1,000. Then it'll be hundreds of thousands on up. So the hits make us consistent. They help us find our masterpieces. The masterpieces make us memorable. This is also where the world finds out more about us, right? World can't find our memorable pieces. Our memorable pieces can't happen without the hits. The hits help us be found. Get up to bat every day if you can. Build up your cadence, right? You need consistency to find what works, and what works to find the masterpieces. That's what I'm basically saying. You need to get up to bat over and over and over and over and over again. And by the way, I can't tell you again the freedom from that consistency. Why? Because you're a lot less concerned about what's going on outside of you, or what others are saying, or what others are saying isn't going to happen, or anything negative or anything distracting. I mean, you're seeing this time and again online. Hopefully you're watching, you know, good stuff versus, you know, there's a lot of distractions. But like, I've watched all kinds of different, I mean, people who are building a car garage in public and, you know, but constantly assessing cars and parts and building on top of, like, customizing cars. I've watched gardens. I've watched people who are raising animals and farms. And it's so fascinating to watch. It's all the same. They're all consistently passionate about learning their body of work and basically just sharing it with the world. And all of you and me, we all like to see others do it because they're showing us what's possible. And their hits are happening one after the other after the other, and their masterpieces come because of it. Something really hits, something goes viral, something brings more of the world to your work, right? And that's why I said that the masterpieces make us memorable, but also where the world finds out more about us, because something breaks outside the norm, which leads me to my third point. It's about increasing your surface area of luck, which is what Naval Ravikant has spoken about. Check the show notes, recommended reading list, the Almanac of Naval. But if I produce the hits, the likelihood of a masterpiece showing up is very high. And so too is the probability of others finding my work. Increasing your surface area of luck is increasing the cadence of the amount of up to bats you're willing to go every single day. I will put up 5 episodes a week when I'm more on top of the newsletter, which it's being redone in terms of my approach. That's coming once or twice a week. You know, post on Instagram 4 to 5 times a week, stories every day, right? There's some platform that is basically taking some form of my work as a creator and publishing it out there. Now, obviously, I use systems to do that, so it's not overwhelming, because a lot of people are like, oh, that's just too much, that's too much, that's too much. It's too much until you know how. And that's also why I did the whole Write, Design, Build creator studio that's also found in the show notes, because it's like, well, how are you approaching the creative process and the publishing process and the scaling process? How are you doing that? Create, publish, scale. There's actually a lot more tools to make it efficient and increase your surface area of luck. But for me, I want to put more content out there to bring the vision and mission to life. If I produce the hits, the likelihood of a masterpiece showing up is very high. And there's been a few in there already. And it's also a higher probability of others finding my work. And the same for you. Again, you need consistency to find what works. You need the hit to keep getting up to bat to get the hits. And you need the hits to find the masterpieces, right? We are made up of both hits and masterpieces, but you need to be in the game for that to happen. I love and appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning into every single episode. Please check the show notes, recommended reading list, Write, Design, Build workshop. I'm going to be making some updates to that as well too. And there's going to be some cool things coming up pretty soon where I'm literally going to show, I'm going to tie to that component, just like something new each week where I'm like, here's how I do it. Here's how I built it. Just because I get so many questions on like, how the hell did you do that? Or how'd you figure that out? Or how'd you grow it? Or whatever it might be, right? Also, there's the clarity workshop in there. There's the goal setting workshop in there. Clarity, if that let that be your starting point. Seriously, let that be your starting point in terms of giving you just direction, ideas about where you really want to go, how you're using your time, how you're setting some goals, and then scheduling it with a calendar. I do all that in there. Those are free. Check them out. Thank you guys for tuning into every single episode. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It does help expand the awareness of the show. It means a lot to me, guys. I will start reaching out to each and every one of you personally and asking you to rate it, because it means so much to me. Thank you guys as always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in. And you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.